Well, finally today, a little earlier, as you all heard, we played a clip from Nina Tassler's Boston University commencement speech this weekend. Recall that she's former chair of CBS Entertainment. Now, there's something else that she said that was an oft-repeated theme with commencement speakers this weekend. How, to this very day, this is the theme, they were amazed at the unexpected twists and turns their own lives had taken. I mean, Pamela Wexler's story is testament enough to that. Nina Tassler became one of the highest-ranking women in Hollywood, as we mentioned, but it wasn't ever something she told the students that she'd imagined for herself while younger, because she was
a middle-class Jewish Puerto Rican kid from a quasi-hippie family, a woman finding her way through a predominantly male industry, clutching a Bachelor of Fine Arts in a world of folks with law degrees and MBAs. It's inconceivable that I should be standing here before you.
As I said, this was a theme this weekend. On Saturday, over at Bridgewater State University, Senator Elizabeth Warren said this.
My own journey feels too improbable, too full of mistakes and twists and turns and failures. I did not sit in the back row at my college graduation and say, whoa, next stop, United States Senate. I never imagined I would be a commencement speaker. I never imagined I would get into a Twitter war with Donald Trump.
Well, it's interesting to me that it's powerful women who so honestly talked about the improbability of their own life paths. Not sure such an admission would come so easily from a man, but that's me editorializing. Back to the main point laid out by Senator Warren.
Get ready. Because even if you think you've got everything figured out, trust me, the most exciting parts of your life are not even on your radar screen yet.
So what is possible when you embrace the improbable? Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito picked up that theme at Worcester State University this weekend when she recalled this July 1776 moment from Massachusetts history.
The moment that the publisher Isaiah Thomas, just a few steps from here, standing on what was known as Worcester Town Hall, publicly reading for the first time in Massachusetts our Declaration of Independence. Those that saw opportunity, they seized it, they laid a foundation upon which the next generation could build a life.
So listening to these commencement speeches, it reminded me of something another impossibly accomplished woman once said, Amelia Earhart, who told the world, never interrupt someone doing something you said couldn't be done. Senator Warren concluded her speech to the Bridgewater class of 2016 with much the same spirit.
Knowing who you are will help you when it's time to fight. Fight for the job you want, fight for the people who mean the most to you, fight for the world you live in and the world you want to live in. If you know who you are, you won't get caught up when times get tough and the naysayers try to stop you. Or, to put it differently, as one of the great philosophers of our time has said, haters gonna hate, 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 hate. Knowing who you are helps you shake it off.
A roundup of commencement speeches this weekend. That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.